This is Mel Wright with a self-compassion meditation. A meditation for self, others, and even the difficult person in your life. If you're new to this meditation, then just a word of caution. For the first few times, don't choose the most tricky person in your life ever. Choose somebody who just creates a bit of stress for you or in you. Not the hardest one, just while you're practicing. Okay, so beginning by finding yourself a comfortable meditation posture, one that embodies a sense of alertness, presence, willingness to experience what's going on right now. And allow yourself to take a few deep, relaxing breaths at the beginning of this meditation, settling into your body with each breath. Allowing your breath just to return to normal. And notice where in the body you feel the breath most strongly. Maybe it's at the nose or mouth, or in the throat or chest, or in the rise and fall of the abdomen. Wherever it is, bring your attention to that spot and just hold it there as best you can while you breathe in and out. If the mind is busy and distracted and wanders off, just gently bring your attention back to your breath over and over. And now, at the beginning of this meditation, practice resting the palm of your hand on your chest, over your heart region. This is an expression of loving kindness, reminding you to bring attention and curiosity and patience, not just to your meditation, your experience, but also to yourself during this sitting practice. Noticing the trickle of warmth from the palm of your hand into your chest, into the heart region. And you can imagine, if you like, this heart region softening and responding by opening to the warmth. Your intention to generate a sense of loving kindness towards yourself and others. And now calling to mind someone in your life who has given you love, kindness, a soft heart. Or someone around whom you tend to feel good and relaxed, like your best self. Might be a really close friend, or a sibling, or a parent or grandparent. Might be a pet. And they might be still with you now in your life, or they may be from your past. allowing yourself to call into your mind's eye this person, this individual, and to picture them, to imagine them there, maybe smiling at you. And perhaps as you hold this image in mind, as you call them to mind, perhaps there's a sensation of a smile playing around your lips. If you like, you can allow that smile to expand into your chest, into your heart region, as if your heart too were relaxing and smiling. Allowing those feelings of loving kindness to be nourished and to grow inside you. Like feeding a glowing ember. Feeling the warmth of this good feeling of goodwill, this experience of receiving love or kindness and being willing to give it. And as part of this practice of loving kindness, we offer good wishes towards the person in our mind's eye, towards that beloved being. These good wishes, the wording of these good wishes, comes from a Tibetan tradition. So you might like to just gently repeat in your mind these phrases, or maybe your own words come to mind, offering the following good wishes. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be well, healthy, strong. And may you live your life with ease. Feel peaceful. May you live your life with ease and feel peaceful. Just noticing how it makes you feel to offer these good wishes towards this beloved being in your memory or in your imagination, your mind's eye. And you might wish to touch in with the physical feeling of your hand against your chest, the warmth that's being generated, just like the warmth of loving kindness or goodwill. And now we practice tucking ourselves in to this circle of compassion, including ourselves in the good wishes. May we be safe from inner and outer harm. May you and I be safe. May we be happy. May we be happy, you and I. May we be happy. May we be well, healthy, strong. May you and I be well, healthy, strong. And may we be peaceful. May we live our lives with ease. Now, calling to mind somebody in your life who you're acquainted with but you don't know so well. Maybe somebody who serves you coffee, or you meet out walking their dog. Maybe a work colleague you don't know so well. Somebody in your not immediate circle. Someone you just see around. Picturing them as best you can in your mind's eye. Let's practice offering them a little bit of this goodwill, with the recognition that all people, all beings, wish for these good things in their lives. And this common wish, this common desire, connects us. Human connection through common desires for safety, health, happiness and peace. So holding this lesser known person in your mind, just offering them the following good wishes. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be well, healthy and strong. And may you live your life with ease, a sense of peace. And now it's time to call to mind that slightly more difficult person in your life. Remember, not too terrible a relationship, but the person maybe who's tricky or causes you a bit of irritation or stress or anger. The one who winds you up, rubs you up the wrong way. Just bring them into your mind's eye. Get a picture of them mentally. And if you need to, don't forget to feel that sense of your palm pressing against your heart region, the trickle of warmth igniting that ember of loving kindness again. And in recognition that this difficult person, they too want to feel happy and safe and well and peaceful in their lives. So simply with the intention of offering them this in spirit of goodwill, maybe repeating in your mind, may you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be well, healthy, strong. And may you live in peace with ease. There is no desire in these words to change that individual, but more to change our perspective on them, to soften our hearts, to offer a little understanding, compassion to them, maybe more to ourselves for the suffering we feel when we're around them. And now allowing yourself to open your heart, open your mind to include other people in your life, friends, family, co-workers, pets, other beings who just like you wish for these four fundamental universal states of being. May you be safe. May you all be safe. Imagining that radiating out from you. May you all be happy. As far as is possible, may you all be happy. May you all be well, healthy, strong, as far as possible. And may you live with ease and no peace in your life. And thus we set our intention to greet the world with greater compassion, tolerance, and equanimity.